is unmistaken in that one is not involved in concepts of existence or non-existence.
Tien, ça va? Ton je me dan yo pate, yo man la so yin dan do. Tien na mantro ma lo te, yo ta me pa mantro se ri kisa va so.
So, the assertion that phenomena are like an illusion relates to them not having true existence in that one cannot find an entity in phenomena. It also relates to an understanding of them manifesting, though lacking reality. Since one then understanding this is not involved with conceptions of things truly existing or not existing at all, one is unmistaken in one's practice.
Zongzhen yi to the chudata. Se zongwe yota nan zebe sem. Zongzhen yi ji tupe chudata nan denam. Tongje mi dang. Rang ngô ni ji sam. Tong rang rang yin ji me ba dang. Tongje mi dang se ji tu. Tong rang ngô me ba. Yang tak par me ba dang. Nang zang de yoba de. Tongji me da yoba de se ji de. Tong. Nelok tang tong tam Nelok rang ngô le me ba dang. Tong rang rang yin ji me ba dang. Nang zang de yoba de. Ta tong rang ngô le me ba dang. Nang zang de yoba de. Yoma malang so yin de do. Yoma ta malang yin de do la. Tele ne mandrovala mandrova si je malo ba hi sa de jomse kang se na ta ji du yo pa de me be so so malo wa mandro var che be se
so all inner and outer phenomena that is subjects and objects lack inherent existence in that they do not constitute a self-entity which provides true existence. So therefore, by nature, these phenomena lack self-entity or inherent existence, though at the same time they do manifest or appear. These appearances are referred to as mere appearances or phenomena that merely appear in the sense that though appearing they lack reality or inherent existence. Thus, these phenomena are said to be like illusions or appearances in a dream. So, not being involved in concepts or misconceptions such as things truly existing or not existing at all, then produces an unmistaken understanding. Since one doesn't fall into either of these two limited viewpoints of there being true existence or no existence at all.
Tatajur kona Deva tatajur kona Zungzi niji to the chun the da chutin. Tonji me da yapa inte. rang ngo ni ki sam ton tambar me pa tang nan zan de yo ba yin de zun zhe nan zam de la ke na ngo me ni de ser pe na yo ma tam la yi.
So if one considers phenomena, all phenomena related to the duality of perceived and perceiver, that is all inner and outer phenomena, considering these, one then sees that they do not exist ultimately, though they manifest on a relative level, though they appear or manifest on a relative level. This is a justifiable position, since if one examines phenomena, one will see that it's impossible to find a self-entity that provides reality in phenomena. Therefore, phenomena are like an illusion or like appearances in a dream.
Tene pena devatan khimwas. Devatan khimwas jita karasana. Do chung chung da, hing tumba la. Do chung chung la diva tam, hing tumba la, tanda, hing wa tsere. Diva tam hing wa, diva tam hing wa la, jumang khen je, ha jab khen, temung khen je megle ba. Jujin wang bu chok gore, tangbo hiya diva tam hing wa gore. Tela juman ki je nga ja gore tesa mai ba temo tawa po yo megla megla thorpa yom ji gore megle gore ta devatan thurje devatan hyo la juman ki je nga ja phin temo ki je megle par se bche ta ta lang bo chi tuk jor Zig, Zig la sopa, tene mandava na so nangre, marve.
So, a magician can then use pebbles and small pieces of ground when conjuring up an illusion. The magician casts a spell so that the sight of the onlookers is affected to the extent where they no longer see pebbles and small pieces of wood. Instead, they see, for example, horses, elephants, poisonous snakes, or tigers.
Zig. Zig lama.
Zig.
Zig. Zig.
Maledì
somma. Da. Zig. Tetar naso su nan yang. Reva. Jujin tende chokpa nang sanje re ma to. Mene simchi teta gang ovu tropa. Dutin san yang yo mare. Dor san yang ma topare.
Now, these animals do manifest, though they do not exist as real animals. In terms of nature or essence, there is no real animal. These animals merely appear as a result of certain causes and conditions coming together, like the magician and him casting a spell and so on. now phenomena are said to exist in the same way, lack reality. They merely appear or manifest as a result of the coming together of causes and conditions.
A
magician that's only able to conjure up animals like horses and elephants is not very skilled. A very skilled magician would be able to, for example, conjure up a whole city with people living in the city, men, women, little boys and girls, old people, different kinds of animals, and so on.
Tepe jomachevo zogo. Tetar ten tan ten ten tonche temba semjin da cheba ten yang. Mene temba tropa drabu ten yang. Rang ngu tropa. Tene dutin sam. Dutin trava sam. Dutin hin da trava sam yang. Tropa yava mare. Ngu tombare.
Now, if one thinks of the city and the people living in the city, both being conjured up by a magician, it is clear to one that the city and the people living in the city do not have any reality, even though they seem to be real. They do not exist as a real city and real people living in that city. They do not have the slightest bit of reality.
Tene tejendo, tejendo, tetan rava, tetan tsongba, tetan tsongba, luni tang, zumtong lungting tzula, tene ten tongjer tang. Tempa
Similarly, whatever is shown in, for example, the television or on a film are merely appear on a screen. If on the screen, mountains and different places, cities, with cars in them, trains, aeroplanes, and so on are shown. Whatever appear on the screen has no reality. These things merely appear on the screen. They do not exist as real mountains or real cities or real trains and so on. They are mere appearances lacking any reality.
Te tabo juma la soba te da la omelo latini tender janawa. Jochin so san janawa. Jin dapatan janawa.
According to the Majjhimaka tradition, all phenomena are like this. Though phenomena appear, they have no reality, they are insubstantial and unreal. They are the outcome of the synchronous meeting of causes and conditions. So when appearing or though appearing, they have no reality.
Pe te gindo, te tang dravar, tata ngacor nama zungze ni tuji nama, nama tsapo, nama tatsoco. De, denpa tata nana yang, tene ranga ngobu madopa, joma tang, lo ni tang, zungdong lungten dravar.
Same way, the various phenomena that one experiences clearly in the present, experiences of perceived and perceiver, lack reality, though these appearances seem to be real, they have no essence, they are like illusions or images appearing on the screen.
Tene tegin to malam te kapsu yang tene malam trupa nama la nama mandrava na tsokwa sam tuju nimi nama dravota yang kapsu nimi nama len depe nama sarpa mandrava na tsokwa kersi
gir. Also appearances in one's dream or in one's dreams are fabricated by confused states of mind, originate with confused states of mind. One may dream of a variety of different things. Some relate to what one experiences during the day. Some are completely unrelated to one's waking experience. Now, these appearances as well, obviously, have no reality.
Teta do nama madrava nazo kandeji khyana yang kunye ten la pakya nazo yepe pakya tungpa ranzo gre mato teni ranga ngobu tropa yomare pakya tungpa ranzo nandong nizo re mato ranga ngobu mato.
Now, whatever one experiences is then a product of or results from habitual patterns that are accumulated and stored within the fundamental consciousness. These appearances then are empty in and of themselves.
These
appearances are empty in and of themselves. They have no reality whatsoever.
Tene chirtan tonzok se chete nama tang nama thungor nama tang tonda mepa menang ni to yang se keto menang ni to mene mepa la thungor yepa ta nama la menang ni to se mepa yang yin ba nama yang yin ba mala je nama te menang ni to re mala de me to je po chin to na me to te mene yomare ine yang nangre menang ni to.
So these appearances, as was said, are empty. Though they do appear or manifest, so in this way one can understand it through this one can understand that appearances are the union of appearance and emptiness. For a confused state of mind, these appearances seem to exist. to have reality, though ultimately they have no actual existence, they are insubstantial and unreal. For example, if one dreams about a nice flower, that flower has no reality, though it manifests in the dream. Actually, the flower in the dream does not exist at all. It has no reality, though it does manifest or appear to one. That then points to the nature of all phenomena, namely that they are the union of appearance and emptiness. Though appearing, phenomena are empty, or as they appear or manifest, they are empty of reality.
Dharma, dharma, tava bhaga. Le, me pe chuna na pe. Juma mala soba yin soba. Maybe you now pay me, maybe you now you pay it, Jumata Malam Imbersumbare.
So, in one of the other five treatises of Maitreya called Discerning Phenomena and Their Nature, this is explained, namely that phenomena do appear, though they have no actual or true existence. The examples used to illustrate this is again the examples of an illusion or appearances in a dream.
This is na tatar nga so la zungze ngi nang ga na wa na so di khyar gi man de tene me nang ni so re malam ta re.
So our present experience of perceived and perceiver are in the way described. They are the union of appearance and emptiness. Though manifesting, they have no actual existence or real existence.
Then the tatar je nama de malam tava yina kande yon sando. Nama dukya deso malam tava yina digado te yapado. Nama yakpo deso malam tava yina tene chon yon marave samna yon yon marave. Nava Zangbota Nava Neba Kanga Malam Tabare Nava Tukya Malam Taba Yimbarihina Nava Tukya Latin Bedonga Chigamare Nava Tupola Dama Chigamare Nava Zangbo Malam Yimbar Taba Yimbarihina Nava Zangbola Hinchak Chigamare Hincha Maji Be Hinchak Donga Chigamare Te Yabudo.
How it is like when there is understanding of that all phenomena are like appearances in a dream. Wouldn't that be a bit strange? One may think that it's all right if unattractive or repulsive things are like dreams, but what about the ones one is attracted to? Well, in fact, it's very beneficial if there is understanding of that both unattractive and attractive phenomena are like appearances in a dream, since if there is such understanding, one will not suffer from feeling aversion towards that which is unattractive, having understood it's like something appearing in a dream. Also, one will not give rise to attachment towards that which is attractive, and therefore not experiencing suffering in relation to that. So, therefore, it is very beneficial for one to understand and realize that all appearances, whether attractive or unattractive, are like appearances in a dream, like reality.
Nama dukya, nama ngemba, nama maromba. This is chikware. Ta nama Nāvā ngēmpē dungā jīpā tē nyamnyōng tīng nihā kōtō kōtō. Nāvā zāngbō kē dungā kārē sīgirē sē nō. Nāvā zāngbō nāvā tā tsūtsūp kē tī tsōr dungā jīgā mārē tē. Nāvā zāngbō tāng jībō tē lā dēmbar khēmpē nāmdō lā tīng tē. Dēngīng jī nāmdō tē lā tīng tē. Nāmdō tē kē dungā jīgirē.
Now everyone knows from personal experience that one suffers when encountering something unattractive or ugly or repulsive. That's not difficult to recognize. It may be a bit more difficult to recognize that suffering will be experienced as a result of being attached to that which is attractive. Normally, when one encounters something pleasant or attractive, one will have a pleasant feeling, one doesn't suffer, though suffering is produced due to that one takes these attractive things to have reality, to truly exist. As a result of that, taking attractive things to be real, one will suffer.
Tena mundro malo te yoda mepa mundro se te tajo chide. Tena sijit karre. Tena hipe ton te chichin de. Zungze ni du ju chu, zungze ni du ju chu na yang takpar mepa tang, nang zang du yu par, tokpa tena chichin. Yang dapat meba, ngobu meba, mene meba, ne loksu meba, hi loksu meba, du loksu meba, ne sur ngomala meba. Ina yang nang zandu yoba. Nam toko ngor, nang zandu yoba, ntokpa teni chujin. Zungze ni du ji chunam, nang tok ni so su tokpa teni chujin. Mantro wala sinja maloba hi jyoba jyumtsin yote ta jik tu denbar yoba tang ta ni zang tu yang mebar zinba yoba da meba so su mantro wese
So if one then considers realization of that dualistic appearances, that is perceived and perceiver, though manifesting, do not exist ultimately. If one considers that realization, one sees that it is unmistaken, in that the individual or person is not involved in conceptions of true existence or no existence at all.
Ta jik tu yoba de mebe so su mutrobase, namdo mutrobase.
Since there is no involvement with limited viewpoints relating to believing that things truly exist or do not exist at all, since there is realization of that phenomena are the union of appearance and emptiness.
Karasana ta chik do denbar yo denbar tropa jing yo mare ta chik do denbar me be tin me ba yang jing yo mare jing mare tok mare.
Since there is no involvement with concepts of things truly existing or not existing at all, denying existence altogether.
Denying it.
No.
Chere. Ta mudro ba sinche malo pa mala ngo hiba dao chere. Mala ngo hiba yina. Mala ngo hiba yina. Pele 타직 더 덴바르 징게 마레 타직 더 젠바 덴바르 젠바 남도 토고 마레 제게 마레 타직 더 덴바르 젠바 남도 마제 나양 제야 메바 예바 양 징게 마레 카르스나 뭐 히바 카프서야 나마데 요데 바레 덴드 제야 메바 양 징게 마레
so such an unmistaken understanding then is comparable to recognizing a dream for what it is. When recognizing that one is dreaming, one will not take or believe the appearances in the dream to truly exist, nor will one deny that they exist altogether. Since one actually perceives these appearances in the dream, so an unmistaken understanding in this context is then comparable to recognizing a dream for what it is.
디나
Similarly, various forms perceived by an eye consciousness or various sounds heard by the ear consciousness or perceived by the ear consciousness or various thoughts of perceived and perceiver in one's mind occurring in the mind consciousness are the union of appearance and emptiness. They do not truly exist, nor do they not exist at all. There is this inseparability of appearance and emptiness. Appearances do manifest, but they, when manifesting or as they manifest, lack inherent existence.
This is the same thing as 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 the same.
Now, if one understands or realizes that the various phenomena one experiences in this life are the union of appearance and emptiness, then one's understanding is unmistaken and one will not be involved in concepts or conceptions related to these two limited viewpoints where one either believes that phenomena truly exist or one denies their existence altogether.
Namdo la dembar nama yendo rang ngobu tropa dorsan yo mare rang ngobu tropa mena yang nang samdo nang samde meba yang mare this is the main ni chore.
So as was said, whatever is experienced in life, such as encountering enemies or encountering people that one likes, these different phenomena do manifest, though they have no reality or inherent existence. It is only to the conceptual mind that these phenomena seem to exist ultimately or seem to have true or real existence. In actual fact or ultimately, these phenomena or appearances are empty of reality, they are insubstantial and unreal. Though being insubstantial and unreal, the case is not that there is a mere nothingness. Phenomena do appear or manifest. So So there is this combination or this union of appearance and emptiness.
Te yendo tene donga disena donga yan na dong ni sore nyomo yan na dong ni sore tsendala kangan mandava na so pa kangan ta so yan na dong ni sore
anything experienced embodies the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, whether it is suffering or any other type of difficulty that one encounters.
Tene donga na dong ni to kar se na nga chu donga se ji te sem ji chor ba kale kha ko de re sem ji chor ba kale kha bo ka ngar chen bo te nang sa de me ba yang ma re na wa tar de de ba tro ba yang ma re mla ji chor ba don da wo re na dong ni to re mla de me se pa de chu che ba chor ba da wo re
suffering is then an experience of pain painful experience that does manifest, though it has no reality, since there is the manifestation of suffering, it points to that suffering is not a mere nothingness, though that suffering does not exist in the way in which conceptual mind takes it to exist, namely as a real entity. It lacks reality, is insubstantial and unreal.
Tini jase kheba le chung jo khira lewe le rowa malam tabo te nambar ta na chu khen da song pare te ta de de su tuen da chik pare Rowa malam tabo te nambar ta na chu khen da Rowa malam tabo re na na wye takye ta na chu khen da wore ke le khen da wore
So Shantideva says in the ninth chapter on wisdom in his Bodhicharya Avatara that beings are like appearances in a dream. They are empty, they are hollow and empty in the same way as a banyan tree is hollow and empty. When examining beings, one will then see that they are like appearances in a dream. They lack reality, they are hollow or empty like the banyan tree.
Then Roba number ta and the chicken draw carries and answer Roba to Zopo de la Takietana, Pakpa Tele dogs and Rogre, Pakpa Tinani, Shatas of Pati and Ruban Tongre, Tele dogs and Rogre, Ningboyomare, Ruba to Tabatabatiana, Ruba Nangi, Tene Kang that so part is the Tengre. Tene pa nyingbo ngoma le le yonde, tene pa sana, tene nyingbo kanya yomare. Ma zang pa yang madabre. Zama madab, zama nyingbo meba yendo, ma zang pa rang la yang nyingbo yomare. Ma zang pa tia trawa trawa zena dutin re, dutin yang madabate. Tene tsokpo zama nyingbo ta tsokpo nyingbo nyinga yomare. Rawa? Tete gore.
Now, if one considers one's body, it seems to one that it's something real and solid, though if one were to flay off the skin from the body, then one gets down to the flesh. If one then cuts away the flesh, one gets down to the bones of one's body that may be cut into pieces, and one then takes out the marrow. Cutting out the body in this way, one will see that it has no essence of its own, that provides a reality that turns it into a real and solid entity. The body does not exist as a pure and clean entity, nor as an impure entity. It can be divided in infinite progression into smaller or more and more subtle constituents down to the atoms that make up or form matter. These atoms as well can be divided infinitely or in an infinite progression. So from this we can see that an entity which makes, for example, which turns, for example, the body into a real and solid entity cannot be found. Therefore, it has no reality. It is insubstantial and unreal.
Oh, then no. Tambo zhe pa pa xue zhen bei xia xie zhe na, zang men ning bo men ba zuo kuai ye ban da wo jie re, zuo kuai tian ya cha ba cha ba zhe na du tian, du tian du tian ya qian men ji ba de zhe na.
So if one placed the skin off one's body, then one sees the flesh under the skin, and it seems to be, the body then appears to be something very repulsive or unattractive. It's a bloody mess. And then it's under the impression that it's something, it appears to be something unattractive, something repulsive. One is then under the impression that one deals with something truly repulsive or unattractive. One then goes on to divide, mentally examine that down to the atoms that make up or form matter. In this way, one will come to see that an unattractive real entity cannot be found either, since the atoms that make up matter, that form matter, themselves can be divided into smaller particles in an infinite progression.
Oh, then there. That little la. Then na, zang men nam do, dang zuo fen nam do, ga zu, ni jie de ge le. Zang zuo ge nam do, ji ni jie de ba de. Wen ne zang ma de zuo fen ni ga ma de ba, nan dong yin min yi bu da le. Rang ge lu la, zang 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 men nam do ji ge ren, zang zuo zuo fen nam do ji ge ren. Zang zuo ge nam do, ni jie de ba de. Zang ma de zuo fen ni ga nan dong yin zuo yi bu da le.
So sometimes one sees one's body as an attractive thing which has a solid or real existence. At other times one sees one's body as repulsive or unattractive. At that point as well, one takes the body to exist ultimately, or one sees it as a real and solid entity. Now, actually, the fact that both these conceptions or concepts occur with respect to one's body indicates that it is not a real and solid entity in terms of being attractive or pure, nor is it a real or solid entity in terms of being unattractive or repulsive.
Then take it and to learn the law. Sam, learn the Lute Koran, pay, they teach in Jungnendau, they teach in Yendau, Namdo Chigre, Zambu Namdo Chigre. Sam, learn the Dongaji yet, Dongaji Zaba, Neji yet, Neji Zaba, Neji Pungonau. Namdo chigre. Te ni te jeva te ya lu kora zambo dan ni ne ba ni ka ma yin ba ni ka nan dong ni zong yin ba da le ni jie de ba.
Sometimes one sees one's body as the source of happiness sometimes, and well-being, and at other times as the source of pain and disease. Now, the fact that one conceives of one's body in different ways indicates that it's not a real and solid entity in relation to any of the alternatives mentioned. It is the union of appearance and emptiness. Therefore, Shantideva says that beings are like the appearance and appearances in a dream. They are hollow and empty, lack reality. This will be understood upon examining beings in the way that was described.
Da, make tena, dava le tena, dava ni tongre, dava ni.
Another example which illustrates the union of appearance and emptiness is that one, when pressing on one's eyes, one sees, for example, two moons, even though in actual fact there is only one. But press your eyes. See if you see double or not.
Yeah, my nanny took a pay, Mela, Mela, Peking, Jane, Yona, Tene, Fernando, Tra, Transact, now, Tra, Loma, now, Tra here, Dover, Tra here, Dover. Picking in the city. Rabrip genere. Rabrip. Rabrip genas. Rabrip gena. Transak palm. Trahe. Trahe dovena.
In front of them. This is another example to illustrate the unreal nature of phenomena. That phenomena are the union of appearance and emptiness. Though they appear, though they manifest, they have no reality.
Do dona kamsom korva. Kamsom korva de korse ya de karerse na zungze ninang gantor yere. Zungze ninang gantor ba de tene tonle me ba tang. Nang zang de yoba me nang ni zore.
Now beings wander in samsara. In the three realms of conditioned existence, due to confused states of mind, where perceived and perceiver are taken to exist as real and solid entities, though in actual fact they have no reality, having no reality, appearances do manifest. So therefore. They are the union of appearance and emptiness.
Korwa menang nyeto la gadup sea gucheyang.
So there is no point in refuting or establishing these appearances or these phenomena that manifest in samsara or conditioned existence since they are nothing but the inseparability or union of appearance and emptiness, though manifesting, they lack reality. So, appearances experienced in this life that are the union of appearance and emptiness, it's no point, or it is meaningless to either refute or establish them.
Drani menang nyeto la gadrup sa guche yami.
There is also no purpose in either refuting or establishing. establishing enemies or friends, since they are the union of appearance and emptiness.
Donga menang ni to la gadup sa ku che yang.
That is also true for
the. Te che didi kadisa. Nyumo menang ni to la gadup sa ku che yang.
It's also true for conflicting emotion and misconceptions as to the nature of existence.
Kangar menang ni to la gadup sa ku che yang.
As well as the three aspects of time.
Konde menang ni to la gadrup sagujem.
As well as samsara and nirvana.
Nyande sichiti di nyande te nyande je namal sige. Nama, yang ada itu nama, nama dia lah sihir. Ya coba. Kandai tu eh, cakap cakap je tu. Dewa je dah je tu. Raya. Tini muntro bala singje malo bare, takhe je namto muntro bese na, drondo tang kundep je namto muntro wata, takpa ta chepe namto muntro wata, yuepa ta mepe namto muntro bese na muntro bala singje malo bare, tini lantong tang mito ku hirap je to wadin to wadin.
So, realizing that all phenomena are the union of appearance and emptiness, though phenomena manifest, they have no reality. If realizing this, then one's understanding is unmistaken, since one is then not involved in concepts of things truly existing or not existing at all. One will not be involved in limited viewpoints, such as taking things to be eternal, or denying their existence altogether. One will not attribute reality to that which has no reality or existence, and one will not deny that phenomena that appear or manifest. One will not claim that phenomena that appear or manifest do not exist altogether. So in this way, one will be able to give rise to realization of that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. This realization being related to the practice of vipassana or superior insight.
Tene dokso ni kye na, dokso ni kye na, dokyap kye na, karese na, zungzen ni nang nama na tsokpante, nama tardu denpa tropa hin, nama tardu tropa tropa zin na, tene drondo je tawan trobare, drondo je namdo trobare, tene dame, langtong dame to vihirap je to kumare.
Now, on the other hand, if one takes things to exist in the way they appear to exist, namely as real and solid entities, then one has attributed true existence to these appearances, which they in actual fact do not have. And as a result, one will not be able to give rise to understanding and realization of that phenomena lack reality, that phenomena are insubstantial and unreal. Thus, one will not be able to vipassana or superior insight without error?
De gendo zongzhen ji nawa make pa make nam ki de pa ta de zogna zo cha zo zo mo zo zhen yi ba de de dang na ba na ki de ni na dra da na zo tu yin ba de tu yin ba nyam nyong zo ba de ta ni zan de yang me ba de dong jang le san na me pa ta wa che pa ta ba nam do tu ba de yang da mi to la tong da mi to ku hi ra che to.
Also, if one denies existence altogether, one becomes involved in a nihilistic viewpoint, which also is mistaken. For example, an eye consciousness then, or eye consciousnesses, perceive different visual forms, ear consciousnesses then perceive different sounds. So, sound and form appear to these consciousnesses and are perceived by these consciousnesses. To deny the existence of these appearances is, as was said, a nihilistic approach, a mistaken understanding, which also prevents one from giving rise to realization. When practicing vipassana superior insight.
And the kade to gresna ngale ke ba yin do zung zin ji na ma na cho pa de na ma ta do ma do pa tong ba tang nang zang de me ba yang
all appearances or all phenomena are the union of appearance and emptiness, though these appearances do not exist in the way conceptual mind takes them to exist, namely as real and solid entities, nor can they be denied altogether since they do appear or manifest. As we saw, they are the union of appearance and emptiness. A realization of this is then similar to recognizing a dream for what it is. Such understanding is unmistaken and will result in proper practice of superior insight or vipassana.
Nandong nimi is a legit so you get our shy in your mother, you get your mother. Nandong nimi is a candidate to talk or a son. Nandong nimi in bed. Nandong nito in the Nihiche or a son. Nihiche cogre. Pena Malang or Hina Malang in being a hitam. Malang in being a hila tin, then Nandong nito in being a hitigre. Then that would take over.
So one has to have a definitive understanding of that. Phenomena are the union of appearance and emptiness. That's then comparable to being certain of that what one dreams of is nothing but a dream. One is totally certain or convinced. One has a definitive understanding of that whatever appears in the dream is nothing but a dream appearance, having recognized that one is dreaming.